on Daf Beis Amed Beis, and this is a continuation from Daf Beis Amed Aleph. Daf Beis Amed Aleph, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, a sukkah shigavoya lamayla me'eschem amo, a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. We had a machlokes to Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakam holds that it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it is kosher. The reason why the Tanakhama holds that it's possible, we had a three-way machlokes between Rabbe, Rabbi Zeire, and Rabbe. Rabbe said that it says in the pasuk, "Man yedu deresechem ki besukei seishati es bnei Yisrael," that one should make a sukkah that when he's living in the sukkah, he should be aware that he's living in the sukkah, and therefore, till 20 amis. A person, Shalit Be'ena, he recognizes that he's in a sukkah, he's aware that he's in a sukkah, so therefore it's a kosher sukkah. Taller than 20 amas, he's unaware, so that's a psul in the sukkah. You need such a sukkah that when one is in the sukkah, automatically he's aware that he's living in the sukkah. Rabbi Zeire said, V'sukkati yelitzel yoyma mechayrei, as a different time. That the sukkah should, the purpose of the sukkah should be, it should be used to shelter from the sun. And Rabbi Zeire said a shtik toire, that if you have a sukkah that is 20 amos over, more than 20 amos tall, you do not need the shelter from the sukkah because the walls are giving shade already. If you'll take away the walls, then the sukkah also can't afford shade because the sun will come from underneath the schach and you also won't have shade. And the pasuk says, V'sukkah tiyel etzel yoimam, that you should use the sukkah should be used as a source of shade. L'mayla mi'esrem amo, you don't need the sukkah as a source of shade. If you have the tall walls, the walls are giving the shade. And without the walls, the sukkah cannot give the shade. So therefore, that's why it is possible. And Rava said a third reason. Rava said, it says, "Besukas teishvu shivas yomim." You have, the sukkah has to be a shivas yomim dikasukkah, 7-day sukkah, temporary sukkah. And if you want to build a sukkah, lamayla ma'asramame, so it has to be a kabua dikasukkah. It will not stand if it will be made a roistik. So therefore it's possible. The pasuk says that the sukkah has to be al koponim, it has to be able to be an aroyistik sukkah. A sukkah that's lamayin lama esrim is unable to be an aroyistik sukkah. Now we're on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Kulu kerabe le omri, the other amiroim did not say like rabbe, hahu yediya le doiresi. That what the pasuk says, "Leman yedu deresechem," does not mean that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you should be aware that you're sitting in the sukkah. "Man yedu deresechem" means that ki besukkah say shafti, that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you should remember that when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shloilam surrounded them with an ani kovet. So this pasuk is not telling us at all the type of sukkah that has to be made. It has to be a sukkah that when you sit in the sukkah, you should be aware you're sitting in the sukkah. Let us see Rashi. Kulo hanach ameiroi kerabe loy omri, di yalef milaman yeidu, hahu labe yediya di yeshiva sukkah ka omam. There it does not mean that you have to be aware you are sitting in the sukkah. You should be able to be aware of the schach. El be yediyas dairis haboim. It's the pasuk means the later doiris when they sit in the sukkah they should remember hekev sukkis hanani kovid hanasalovis, that that's the reason of the mitzvah. When you sit in the sukkah, you should remember that when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they were then protected by hanani kovid. So b'meila, this pasuk isn't telling us at all halachis how the sukkah should be built. Kerabzeire nami loy omri. They did not want to say like Rabzeire either. Ahu li mois hamoshiach udachsif. This pasuk that says v'suke tia letzel yoimam. The suke, the purpose of the suke is to offer shade. And Asukila Maila Miyasim doesn't offer shade because the walls are giving the shade already. Without the walls, the sukkah can't give shade. Ahuli Mois HaMoshiach Udachsiv. This pasuk is not speaking about mitzvah sukkah. This pasuk is speaking about there'll be sukkis li Mois HaMoshiach. Let's see what Rashi says. Oysam sukkis yiyu letzel. Those sukkahs will be, their purpose will be to give shade, protection, la'oineg or la'mister. These sukkahs will give a tainik to those who find themselves in the sukkah. Avo sukkahs mitzvah ain't a letzel. Sukkahs mitzvah b'chlal does not have to be letzel, which means that you don't have to need it for its tzel. That means if the walls are giving tzel already, is nishkefelach. There's no such chesaron that this has to be the source of tzel. It could be the walls can be giving tzel, and the schach can also be giving tzel. There's no halacha that the sukkah has to be the source, the only source of tzel. La'osid lavoi, we're speaking about sukkahs which are either la'oinik or la'mister. These sukkahs there, they will be the source of tzel and oinik. But a sukkah's mitzvah does not need these tnoi. So therefore, the Amoraim did not want to say like Rab Zeira. What does Rab Zeira say to this? They're right. The pasuk is not speaking about mitzvah sukkah. The pasuk is speaking about sukkah's losed lovoi. So Rab Zeira came leima kro vechupe tia letzel yoima. Let the pasuk say that it will be a chupe. Why did the pasuk call it a sukkah? Umay v'sukkah tiyelatzel yoimam. Shamet mino tauti. That since the pasuk called these chuppas sukkahs, baistoi is that is the characteristic of a sukkah. A sukkah is something which is used and needed to give tzel, and without it we wouldn't have this tzel. Let us see what Rashi says. Tarti, the ein shame sukkah. It doesn't have a shame sukkah. Elo ha'asuya litzel. That if it's asuya litzel, that the purpose is to give tzel, and you need it for tzel. Tahidi ma'isa meshiach mishum da asuya litzel kuya sukkah. Fakir, that will also be needed for its tzel, so that's why it's called a sukkah. But that is a taich of a sukkah. Kerove nami loy omri. They didn't want to say according to the last teretz of Rove. Rove had said that you need a sukkah aruya leshive. You need a temporary construction. It should be roy to be built with temporary materials. A sukkah lamayla me esrim can only be built with kavua dike materials. Mishum kushya d'abaya, because abaya is takasha, if the sukkah has to be a temporary hut, so if you'll make the walls out of iron, mechitza shel barzel, those should be puzzle. Rav said a teretz, but the Rav's teretz wasn't acceptable to the other Amoraim. That's why they did not want to say like Rav. Mishum kushya d'abaya, the osa mechitza shel barzel, abaya is takasha, if you'll make iron walls, and it'll be lamata mi esrim, should also be puzzled. Vishinu yelei mashmalu. Rava said a teretz that mechitza shel barzel is no chesaron. Rashi said b'shat b'chlal kva aroi. The Gemara didn't like this teretz. The other Amoraim didn't like this teretz. Hayil v'kro lav davka aroi noket. Since the pasuk does not mean to tell us that it has to be temporary, lo yafinen minei shiur. So we can't learn out from this pasuk yashir. It has to have the dimensions that it would be possible to be built temporary. Doesn't have to be in a temporary fashion. Doesn't have to be bepoil temporary. Just has to have the dimensions that they should be able to be built in a temporary fashion. That was Ravish Diktoire, and the Gemara, and the other Amoraim did not like it. That what the Gemara did not say, al sabayis kash, abayis, according to Rab Zeira, if there's a condition that the sukkah has to be the source of shade from the sun, so what if a person builds a sukkah in a valley? It shouldn't be good. So that kasha the Gemara didn't bad. Hadloi kama b'shem kusha da baike da kama alove b'shem da rabzeire shani la abaye. Shape rabzeire said a good teretz to abaye that you say dal ashteresh kanayim. We can imagine if this wouldn't be a valley, we would need the sukkah to give us shade. Period. Bekitza, we have here a three-way machloikis by lamayla me esrim is posel. Either because you're not aware you're sitting in a sukkah, or because the schach is not needed to give shade, or because it is a dimension which needs permanent materials. That's the three reasons why lamayla me esrim amma is posel. Kiman Ozlo Hoda Omar Rabyashia Omarav. Rabyashia Omarav said Machloikis. The whole Machloikis between Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim, that Rav Yehuda says it is good, and the Chachomim say it's no good, Bishain Defanois Magiais Lischach. That is speaking about that the walls do not reach the schach. That means you have short walls. Walls that are 10 tefachim tall, and then you have a tremendous space, and 20 amis higher over the ground, over 20 amis, then you have the schach. So then there's a machloikis, is it a kosher sukkah, or is it not a kosher sukkah? Avol defanois magiois l'schach, but if the walls of the sukkah reach up till the schach, afilo lemailo me'esrim amo, afilo it's taller than esrim amo k'sheir. So Rabbi Yashi said if the walls will reach the schach, then it's a kosher sukkah according to everyone. So how does that kasher the sukkah? Keman kerabe. So Rabbi Yashi Omar Rab held like Rabbi. That Rabbi said the whole reason is the Omar Mishum Doloi Sholta Bo'ayna. Because when a person is sitting in the sukkah, he does not realize, he's not aware of the schach that's on top of him, since it's so tall. The kivin the tvanois magias l'schach, but if you have the walls of the sukkah extend to the schach, mishlat sholta bo'ena. So then his eyes follows the walls. That means as follows, if a person is sitting in a sukkah, you have short walls, so his eye span, he looks out of the walls. He doesn't look all the way up. A person normally doesn't look all the way up. If there's a wall in front of him, so then his eye follows the wall, and then through that, he becomes aware that there's schach over the wall. So that's what Rabbi Yashia said. If there's walls that reach the schach, so then, even though it is lamayla meyesrim amma, he's aware of the schach, and it's a kosher sukkah. So this is a sukkah that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you're aware, you know that you're sitting in a sukkah. Let us see Rashi. Kiman mahanach amayroi dulel, according to which amayre ozla hach, this memor of Rabbi Yashia, machloikes Rabbi Yehuda verabonon, is davke betfane shaloi megiel eschach. But if it's megiel eschach, so then it's good, mishlet sholto bo'ene. Then the eye will recognize and be aware of the schach. Derech tfanis. That means his eye will hit the tfanis and it will follow the wall till automatically he'll see the schach. Di taime mishum aroi, if the reason asukkah lamayla me esrim is possible is because it's not a temporary sukkah, oi mishum tzel, or if the reason is because the schach is not offering shade, because you don't need the shade. Bitfanes megiis l'schach ama moide rabbono. Why are they moide? You still have the same problem. It's still not aroi. It's still not giving shade. Because the walls are giving the shade. So kochach abiyashi omarav held that the tam of the chachomim is the way Rabbi explained it, that you need a sukkah that one should be aware that he's sitting in a sukkah, l'mayla meyesrim loyshalta be'ene, a person doesn't look at such a height, he's not aware of it, but if there are walls that reach the schach, so the eye follows the walls, and he'll be aware of the schach. Parasit Aisvis, Bekiven de Tfanois Magiais Leschach, Mishlet Sholta Boeino. So then already he sees the Schach. So Taisvis asks two kashas, it would seem. Vuloidomi Lenea Chaneke. One kasha Taisvis seems to be asking. The halacha is, if one is a Nea Chaneke, Lemailo mi Esrim Amo, it is possible, because also there's no Pisum in Nisa, who looks up so far. So Lechaire Taisvis means to be asking a kasha, and then there's a machloikis apoiskim in this. What if a person will put a Ner Chanukah on a wall in a house? L'mailo mi esre mama. What will the din be? Will this be a kosher Ner Chanukah or not? If you say the eye follows the wall, so Mamela he'll follow the wall, and eventually he'll see the Ner Chanukah. L'idomi l'Ner Chanukah v'koiras mavui. And Taisvis asks a second kasha. V'koiras mavui. V'koiras mavui was that there used to be two walls. Used to be two walls on the sides of the mavui. And the koire was standing on over the two walls. It was... Yeah. Yeah. So Taisvis Esra Kasha by a Kairis Mavui, so also you have the two walls of the Mavui, so the eye will follow the walls, and then eventually you'll see the Kaira. So why isn't it good? So Taisvis says, the Leichoshiv Heke Lamaila Me Esrim, that it's not considered that it's nikel amayla meyesrim. Afal pisha koir al gabi kesolim, the hosom koir tefach loyshalid bo'ena. We have to understand that the koir, the whole width of the koir is only a tefach, and it's 20 amas tall. So memela, even though he's following the wall, he won't see the koir. K'may besuke derechav etuba suke. You have schach over there. So if you follow the wall, your eye will chap the schach. But the koire, it won't follow. Now, it's very interesting. Taisvis seems to start off asking two kashas. Taisvis asked by Ner Chanukah and koire. And for some reason or other, Taisvis ends with koire, like Taisvis left us in the Luften about with Ner Chanukah, Leidomila Ner Chanukah. I don't know. It could be Pshat in Taisvis is. There's a very interesting Taz in Hilchos Chanukah. The Taz wants to say that if you'll have a menorah, you'll have a menorah that's attached to a wall, that's then it's L'mayla Me'esrim, it doesn't help. So the Taz says, you know why it doesn't help? Because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is at night. So since the mitzvah is at night, so you don't see, so the wall, you don't follow the wall. The whole inyan of following a wall, getting up to the sukkah is pshat is if you can watch the wall, if it's pitch black, so maybe the wall doesn't have to offer light to itself. So maybe it could, so therefore the Taz says you don't follow the wall. So what's going to attract them to look up 20 amos? Since the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is at night, and at night there's no illumination inside, necessarily, that will guarantee us that he's going to go and follow the wall till he'll see the Ner Chanukah. So it could be that Taisus, it could be Pshat and Taisus is as follows. V'leidom il Ner Chanukah, period. The Ner Chanukah, it's tamazeno tzushtel, because one doesn't see the wall, since the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is at night. So at night, Bechlal, his eye doesn't follow the wall. Period. The Kair is Mavui, the Lechoshiv Hekele Maile Miestrim, but Mavui is by day. So Taisha says, because the Mavui is, the Kair is too small. So therefore, one doesn't see it. Let us go a little further. Keman Oslo, Hada Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Machloikes B'she'ein Bo'ela Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. Rav Huna Omar Rav said the Machloikes Tanoim is B'she'ein Bo'ela Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, that the Sukkah is only 4 Amos by 4 Amos wide. Avo Yeshbo Yoisa Me Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, but if the Sukkah is wider than that, Afilu lemaila mi esrim amok sheila. Even though it's taller than 20 amis, it's also kosher. So the Gemara says, kiman kireb zeire. This he held, now here we have Rav Huna Marav, he held like Rav Zeire, that the reason it's no good because the sukkah is not offering shade. You don't need, the schach is not offering shade, because you don't need the shade, because the walls are giving the shade. That is dafke if the sukkah is dalad ames by dalad ames. But if the sukkah is wider, so then the shade that is given by the walls, the protection is given by the walls, does not completely shade the whole area of the sukkah. So there's a chelik of the sukkah which is protected by the schach. So memela, that's called sukkah tiel etzel yoimam. So then the sukkah is also offering shade, a shade which is not being offered by the walls. So that's a kosher sukkah. So Rav Huna Amar Rav learned pshat that as long as the sukkah is more than 4 amos by 4 amos, so memela the walls are not giving the complete shade and not completely shading this area. So therefore, it's a kosher sukkah, because then I'm using the schach to offer its shade, to shade the area. Avo yesh bo yoisa me alba ames al alba ames, afilo lemaila me esrim amok sheira, keman ke rabizere da omar mishum tzelu. The reason it's possible is because the sukkah has to give tzel, v'kiven de reviche, and since this is a wider area, that the shade of the walls is not sufficient to completely shade the area, ike tzel sukkah. So then there is tzel sukkah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, mishum tzel, the I mishum mishlet eino, if you'll say the reason is because of mishlet eino, because you don't realize you're sitting in the sukkah, b'tvei midalad ames, but more than dalad ames, nami loishalta ba'eino. So more than dalad ames is also loishalta ba'eino. That wouldn't help the situation. And we have here a gilsa pulta. A little more than dalad ames wouldn't help the situation. From the lashon of Rashi would seem, that means if it would be very wide, a very large sukkah, then there would be shalta ba'eino. So Emerson the Rishash says, it's true. Because the Rishash time is Shamayim Yechichu. How does one see the sky? The sky is much higher than Esrim Amo. No, since it's a tremendous Shetach, so one sees the sky. So Memele, so maybe this is Takip Shat. If you have a very big Sukkah, when you walk into the Sukkah, you see that there's Schach over you. You're going to see eventually, you're going to see the Schach. So it could be that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, but he said, if it's an inch more than Dalad Amos, you're also aware. So that can be al shalta ba'eina, an inch more than dalad ames, you won't be aware of the schach. Could be that's why Rashi said pulta. Now let us see Tosfos. Yesh bo yoisa ma'arba ames afilo lemaila me'esrim ksheira. I think we should wait because we have to see the Gemara further. This, let's see the next stasis. We'll come back to the stasis. Krab zeire da omar mishum tzel. Avol ke rabbe da omar mishum mishlet eino loy. Da filu rechove tuve loy sholta bo eino. Now here, Tosfos does not say the way we mentioned before the Rishash. Taisva says, afilu, it's very wide, it's also leisholta bo'eina. So here the Rishash asks on Taisva, Hashemayim yechichu. It could very well be, it could be that Taisva's hold, it's not sufficient that he sees schach over there. He doesn't know that he's sitting in the sukkah. That means the inyan of sholta ba'ena means I have to know that I'm sitting in the sukkah. Since a person doesn't look over him directly, and it's l'mayla me'yesrim, so that's why he sees schach over there, could be that's not sufficient. So Taisva says, afilu l'chove tuve le'sholta ba'ena. But he sees schach over there, so that's over there the schach, but could be that's not called sholta ba'ena, that he's aware that he's sitting in a sukkah. Keman Oslo. Now we have a third man, the Yomar. Hoda Omar Rav Chanan Barabe Omar. If we will notice, Rashi will bring this down, be bayre this. We have here a three-way machloikis of Amayroim, what Rav had said. Rav had explained to his Talmidim, in which case there's a machloikis between Rav Yehud and the Chacham, in which case there's not a machloikis. Rav Yashi Omar Rav said, if the Tfanis Magiyas L'schach, there's not a machloikis. Rav Huna Omar Rav said, if it's more than Dalad Amis, it's not a machloikis. Now, Rav Chanan Barabba Omar Rav said, machloikis b'she'eino machzekis elekedei roishoi v'ruboi v'shulchonoi. The machloikis tanoim is, if it's only 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, there's only space for roishoi v'ruboi v'shulchonoi. Avor machzekis yoise mechdei roishoi v'ruboi v'shulchonoi. But if it's larger than 7 tvachim on 7 tvachim, afilu lemailo me'esrim amok sheiro. Now, according to Rav Chanan Bar Abba, how do we understand this cheshbon that if it's a little larger than 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, that is no machloikis? So the Gemara says the loikichad. Keman the loikichad. That means he had a different cheshbon in the machloikis, because our three explanations of the machloikis will not help us understand this. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows, there's a previous Rashi. Oh, you got to see the machlokes shein machzekes al k'tei roish v'rubei. V'im toimer kashe derav aderav. So Rashi asks, he said Rav said this, he said Rav said this. Amiroin in the believe derav. It's a machlokes amiroin what Rav had said. Keman de loikechad, mahanach de la'el. He learned a different pshat, like, not like all the amiroim we had before, the mefoshi taime de eschimamo. The way they explained the reason of eschimamo, the imishum mishlat eino. If the reason is als mishlat eino, bishiyura di yoisimach de roishi virubi vishulchona, if it's the sukkah is a little larger then 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, loy sholto. So he still can't, he won't be a sholto ba'ina. V'tzeil nami leka, and it's not offering any tzeil. U'mechitzis kva nami bina. Rav Chanan Bar Abba Zichre had a different mahalach to explain the machloikis, not like our three mahalachim which we know of. Now, what's pshat, roishoy, this place, for roishoy veruboy, and not for shulchanay. So Rashi had a kasha, the way we, if a person is standing, so his whole body is in the sukkah. And if he's sitting the way we sit, also the whole body is in the sukkah. What's that? Roishoy veruboy. So Rashi says, derech sudoson beheseba hoysa almitois. When they ate, bizman chazal, when they ate, they did not eat sitting with their feet vertically. They ate on beds. Derech sudoson beseiba oisa almitois. They used to lay down on beds. Umisubim altsat smoilom. And they used to lean on the left side. Bein oichlin zekufin v'yoishvin kamoino. They did not eat the way we eat, sitting up straight. Lefichach, so if you have a sukkah, that's 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, and the person is eating in the sukkah laying down, so we have to understand his feet are sticking out of the sukkah. There's no place for his feet in the sukkah. So al kaponim, there's a musig of reishe verubaydoi, that the reish and reiv of the goof is still in the sukkah, and the rest of his body is sticking out of the sukkah. Lafika chutzrach loima, reishe verubaydoi is in the sukkah. Lafuki ktana, if you have a sukkah smaller than this, Sheroishai nichnas ba v'shulchonei v'loi ruboi, a sukkah smaller than Zayin Tvachim, so you'll have that roiv of the goof is out of the sukkah. Oy roishai v'rubi v'loi shulchonei, or you'll have the if it's smaller than Zayin al Zayin, there'll be place for roishai v'rubi, but there won't be a place for a shulchon. So therefore, he said that the minimum shir of a sukkah is that this place for reishe verubay vishulchonai, and he said that the whole machloikis is dafke if there has the minimum shir of a sukkah. But there's more than the minimum shir. Everyone holds that filo lamayla may esrim is kosher, but we don't. This is izichet a different mahalach to explain the machloikis. Let us see what Taisva says. Kiman deloy kechad. So Taisva says, V'divrei Rav Hanan barabe tzriche taima. So how did he understand Shad the Machloikis? How did he understand that if it's 7 by 7 tvachim, it's no good? If it's higher than 20 amis, it's a little wider, it is good. How did he understand it? V'yesh meforshim shim dahavalei lul shel talnegoilim. That such a thin structure, and it's so tall, and it's so thin, so it doesn't have the tzura of a sukkah, it has a tzura of a chicken coop. Kiven de gviya uktina kulehai, it's so narrow and tall, so this is the chicken coop, so it doesn't have a shame sukkah. Ava marzekes tvei michdei roishoi, but if it's a little wider already, nafka michlalu sholtana goyri lakruye sukkah. So then it's not called a chicken coop, then it's called a sukkah. So now we have here a three-way machloikis, what Rav said. Rav Yashi said, Rav said that you need, that if it is tfanis magis l'schach, it is kosher according to everyone. That Hune Amar Rav said, if it is more than Dalad al Dalad, it's kosher according to everyone. In Rav Chanan Barabo Amar Rav said, if it's more than Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, it's kosher according to everyone, even though it's Lamayla Miyasa. So now the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime de Rabbi Yashiye Plige ad Rav Hune v'Rav Chanan Barabe. Rav Yashiye is zicher chaylik and Rav Hune v'Rav Chanan Barabe. De inu koyohivi shiura b'mashche. They gave a shear in the length of the sukkah. They said if the sukkah is a little longer, a little larger, it will be kosher. Ve'iu loy koyohiv shiura b'mashche. He didn't give a shear in the length and width of the sukkah. He said, if tfonish magis l'schach, it is kosher. So he is zicher choylik on them. El Rav Hune v'Rav Chanan barabe. Neime behershe sukkah kamiflugi. Let us say that their machloikis is behershe sukkah. The marso behershe sukkah ba'aba amis. Let me explain this Gemara. The Ritva says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara as follows. The Ritva says, now we have here three Amayroim, and each one is quoting a statement of Rav. Rav Yashi Omar Rav said that Rav had said, if Tvan is Magiyas L'schach, it's kosher according to everyone. Now, Rav Huna said that Rav said something else. That Rav said if it's wider than Dalad Amos, it's kosher. So there's zicher a machlokes between Rav Yashiye and Rav Huna. Rav Yashi said Rav said one thing, Rav Huna said Rav said another thing. So there's zicher a machlokes between them what Rav said. how this machlokes came about. About kaponim, this is a machlokes in the statement what they're quoting Rav. Abiyashi said, Rav said, if Fanus Magis Leschach, it's kosher according to everyone. Rav Huna said that Rav said if it's larger than Dalad al Dalad, it's kosher according to everyone. That's kosher. So there's a machlokes. But Rav had said. But now, the Gemara clears a shaila like this. Rav Huna said, if it's larger than Dalad al Dalad, it's kosher. Rav Hanon said, if it's larger than Zayin al Zayin, it's kosher. So here the Gemara is clearing a hakira. Maybe there's no machlokes between them, what Rav said. No, what's pshat? Rav had said such a statement. If the sukkah is larger than the shir, it's kosher according to everyone. That's what Rav said. Rav said a very small shtick Torah. If the sukkah is larger than the minimum shir, it's kosher according to everyone. So Rav Huna said like this. Oh, what's the minimum shir? Oh, the minimum shir Rebbe holds is dalad amas al dalad amas. So Memele, so Rav, so he's saying, according to his understanding, that Rav had said if it's more than dalad amas al dalad amas, it's kosher. Rav Hanan holds that the minimum shear of a sukkah is Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. So he said that Rav had said if it's more than Zayin Tvachim or Zayin Tvachim, it's kosher. So it comes out the Gemara wants to say, it could be there's no machlokes between these two, what Rav said. They heard the same words, but each one is interpreting Rav's statement in a different oven. But there's no machloikis between them, what Rav said. That's the shayla in the Gemara. Let us see again the Gemara. So the Gemara, that's how the Ritva says psha in the Gemara. Bishloime the Rav Yashi plige ad Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Abba. Rav Yashi zicha choylik and Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Abba. The inu koyovi shiyura b'mashre. They say that Rav had said, as long as it's larger, so it's a kosher esukye, and he said that Rav had said, if the walls reach the schach, it's a kosher esukye. V'yu like a yoiv shiyure b'mashre. And he doesn't give a shir if the sukye is larger. Ela Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan barabe, but Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan barabe. Neimo b'hershe sukye kamiflegi. Maybe there's no machloikis between them what Rav said. Their whole machloikis is, they have a machloikis, what the hershesuk is, but there's no machloikis between them and Rav's statement. The mouse of hershesuk is ba'al ba'amis. That Rav Huna holds that the minimum shir of a hershesuk is for amis. O mouse of a hershesuk is ba'machzek is roishi v'rubi v'shulchonoyim. So memeila, that's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, loy. No, that's not. The Kula Alma, they all hold Hershesuke, Roishoi, Verubai, Vishulchonai. They all hold that the Hersher of a Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin Tvoch. There's a machlikas between them and this. Bahoche, Bahoche, Miflegi. The Mars of a Marzekes, Roishoi, Verubai, Vishulchonai, Pligi. Staka machlikas. Rav Hanan holds the whole machlikas is only if it's Zayin al Zayin. Avu yoyse me roishe verube vishulchani, but if it's more than zayin al zayin, divrei hakel ksheira, everyone holds its kosher, umar sova, and ravuna holds me roishe verube vishulchani, ad aladamis pligi. If it's roishe verube vishulchani tulfu amis, then there's a machloikis. Avu yoyse me daladamis, divrei hakel ksheira, but if it's more than daladamis, then everyone holds that it's kosher. So Memela, so the Gemara says there's a machloikis between these Amayroim themselves, what Rav had said. That everyone holds a sukkah ksheir is Zayin Tvachim or Zayin Tvachim. Machloikis is, did Rav say more than Zayin Tvachim? There's no machloikis. Or did Rav say more than Dalad Amis? There's no machloikis. Let us see Rashi. Lemashcha, lemeshech ha-sukkah, the length of the sukkah, the Omar ben Gdoila ben Ktana leinechliko, he says there's no difference in the size of the sukkah. If the walls do not reach the schach, then there's a machloikis. If the walls reach the schach, there's no machloikis. Hela Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan dom ritayme derabonon b'shura demashru, but according to them, they hold the machloikis is it depends on the size of the sukkah. Marom adaldamis, marom areishe v'rube v'shulchonai. Neima behechshe sukkah. Maybe that's their private machloikis. what a Hechshesukah is. Be'olka, Be'roch, Be'pligi. The Tavayu Islu, both of them hold, the Chipligi Rabbonon Besukah HaMtzumtzemes. The Machloikis of the Chachomim and Rabbi Yudah is by a Sukah of a minimum size. Bishir Hechsher Oirech Sukah Pligi. If it has the minimum Shiurim length and width, then there's a machloikis if it's posel lemailo meyesem. Ubitvei miho, if it's more than the minimum size, marshari afilu higavoya. If it's more than the minimum size, then marsha afilu, it's taller than chofame. The kivin de reviche, because if since it's more than the minimum size, so Rashi says, ike tzel schach, so then there'll be tzel, according to Rabune, oi taima achrina lachshira, or another reason why it's kosher, we don't know really the time of Rav Chanan. Rabune sova, I efshel hamid machlekusim bepchusim midale damis, Rabune held, you can't say the machlekus is less than dal damis, dim kein belav gavoy meskim psula, because Rabune holds the minimum shia starts by dal damis. Der shesuke ba'ameis ke Rebbe doma lekam anochi, because Rebbe said that's the minimum shia. Abo yoysim ich de reishek shere, the time of the apostle, a mile of meyesrim, why is it possible, according to Rav Chanan, lo yedilon, kedamon leel dahach lo yikechad? So the Gemara says, no, umasavuch de reishek, that everyone holds the minimum shir of a sukkah, zayin tvochen and zayin tvochen. And the machloikis is, when did Rav say that there won't be a machloikis l'mayla meskin? Umasavuch de reishek, v'rubi v'shulchonoi, v'chein b'yoysa, ad dalet amis, Pligi begoiva obiyamachloikis v'taima mishum tzel avo beyoisa midalad loy pligi more than dal damas is namachloikis kiven the revicha ike tzel. Now we'll have a very interesting taisvis over here. Yesh bo yoisa me arba amois afilu lamailo me esrim ksheir. Avuna had said if the sukkah is more than dalad amis, so even though it's taller than Esrim Amis, it's kosher. Libsoif Masik, later the Gemara feels like as follows. Ravune sova me roishoi verubai vishulchonai ad dalad amis pligi. If it's roishoi verubai vishulchonai till dalad amis, there's a machlekes. Yoiser mi dalad amis ksheira. But if it's more than dalad amis, it's kosher. Vetema. So Tosfos asks, "V'chi nachshel berochbo mashehu yeser midalad amos im hoysa gevoya meesrim afilu tuve abadi enkan tzel suke." Tosfos asks Amora de Kekasha. The Gemara said as follows: till dalad amos, we have here the walls of the suke are giving shade. And so this, I don't need the schach. The schach is not accomplishing anything because I have shade from the walls of the sukkah. So Boris says, but if it's more than dalad amis, so then the walls are not offering complete shade because they're spread apart. It's more than dalad amis. So then the schach is accomplishing something. So mamela, so then it's a kosher sukkah. Fraktach toisvis, good. That I can understand by dalad, by if the sukkah is a little bit more than dalad amis, and the walls are a mashal more than chof amis, I can understand that there the walls do not completely shade the area of the sukkah, so the schach is accomplishing something, so memela it's a kosher sukkah according to everyone. But if I have walls that are 50 amis tall, and the schach is a little bit more than dalad amis, don't tell me that the schach is having shade, because the walls which are 50 amos tall can completely darken the whole area of the sukkah. So what is pshat in the Gemara? What is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says as long as it's more than dalad amos, it's kosher, because then the shade is not completely accomplished by the walls, and the schach is having shade. So Tosfos says that only is true if it's a little bit taller than chof amos. Not when it's 50 amos tall. V'teima v'chinachshel berochbo mashehu. If it's a little bit wider than dalad amos, Yes, Baloch Mamashi, yes, Midaladamis. Imhoisa Gaboya Me'esrim Achilo Tuva, if the walls were very tall. Havadai Ein Kan Tzeil Sukkah. The Sukkah is not offering shade because it is shaded already by the tall walls. Yeshloima de la oilam tzorich horoichav lefi agoiva lefi cheshben dalet ames. Yeshloima, so Tosfos answers, de la oilam tzorich horoichav lefi agoiva. There is a ratio, the width with the height, lefi cheshben dalet ames le'esrim. Now, let us explain what Taisa says. Rabbi Kevege brings a very yesodistic tashbas. There's a ratio. If you have a sukkah that is 20 amis tall, which is a kosher sukkah, it's only possible if it's over 20 amis. A sukkah that is 20 amis tall and dalet amis wide. So the width of the sukkah, the width of the schach, is 1/5 of the height. That's a kosher sukkah. If the width is 1/5 of the height, so the sukkah is giving tzeil. That's a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah said, if the sukkah is lemailo mi'esrim, so that means it's taller, so the sukkah, let us say, is 21 amis tall, and the schach is dalet amis, at the machloek is dalet amis, so it is less than 1/5 of the height, so then it is not giving tzeil. So, but lemaisa, we have here a ratio. If it is 1/5 of the height, it gives tzeil. If it's not 1/5 of the height, it's less than 1/5 of the height, it doesn't give tzeil. So Tosfos says as follows. So come, Tosfos takasha, if you have, the walls will be 50 amos tall. So Tosfos says, v'shteitzach, then, if the walls will be 50 amos tall, so then the schach will have to be 10 amos wide. Can be dalad amas al dalad amas, will have to be 10 amas. There's a ratio. But there's a tremendous problem over here. If there's a ratio, so if the sukkah is 15 amas wide, 15 amas tall, it should still be possible if the width of the sukkah is less than 1/5. The width of the sukkah is less than 1/5 if it's 2 amas. If it's 2 amas wide, and it's 15 amis tall, it should also be possible. Because we're saying this is the Taisus is giving us a ratio. That if the sukkah is 1/5 of the height, then it gives tzeil. If the sukkah is less than 1/5, it won't give tzeil. So we have a tremendous problem over here. The Mishnah says, sukkah shigavoy la maila masam amah psula. According to Rabbi Zeir, that's not flabdavke. It could be 15 amis will also be possible. So this kasha is addressed by the Tashbat. The Tashbat says, "Amoyre dekezach." It's very, really unbelievable. The Tashbat said, according to Rav Huna, the Mishnah is speaking about a sukkah that people normally make. He said, "A kosher sukkah is zayin tvochem al zayin tvochem," but no one made such a sukkah. That's a very uncomfortable sukkah. You eat, you're sleeping, the feet are outside of the sukkah. Who made such a sukkah? A comfortable sukkah was dalet amis al dalet amis. That was the normal sukkah that a person made. And if the Mishnah is speaking about a sukkah, so we're speaking about not a halachic tikkah sukkah. Halachic yoytze if it's the zayin tvochim al zayin tvochim. The Mishnah isn't speaking about such a sukkah which is kosher loch. The Mishnah is speaking about a sukkah which 95% of the people made. A sukkah that 95% of the people made was dalet amis al dalet amis. Not larger and not smaller. Billy Ploy. Smaller, they didn't want to make it because it was very uncomfortable. Larger, why should you make it larger? He has 10 kids, basically. Baal Kaponim, that's what the Tashbat says. The Mishnah spoke about a normal sukkah. So the Mishnah told us a normal sukkah, which is Dalet Amis, al Dalet Amis, if it will be a little bit more than 20 amis tall, so memela it's possible. So what does that mean? Because this is less than the ratio. The ratio is 1 to 5, and this is less than the ratio. So all the other chishbonis, the Tashbat says, we can figure out. So if it'll be 2 amis by 15 amis, it'll also be possible. And if it'll be 50 amis tall, and the sukkah is 9 amis wide, it'll also be possible. That's how the Tashbat says pshat in Tosfos. Nemson the Mash also seems to say this. Then Tosfos says, inami kimlu larabonon, ba'filu b'goy ba'elef. Now Tosfos wants to say a very mechudish tiketeret. Tosfos wants to say, as long as the schach is a little bit more than dalet amis, so it doesn't matter how tall it is, there is some coolness that is being offered from the schach. The kimlu rabbonon, the filu begoiva elef, he efsher shelo yehi kan tzel schach pultet. The schach is offering, this is the theme, this is from the Loshon Aram, it's offering some sort of protection. Now how can we understand such a phenomenon? That means that as long as it's a mashu more than dalad amis, the schach is offering some sort of shade. So Tosfos says, I'll show you the same thing we had in Masechta Shuma. K'da'ashkechen b'peirik yoyim ha-kippurim, gabi keseves agasa. If a person ate a keseves agasa, so the Gemara says, which is a little less than a kebeya. So the Gemara says, the miyas v'daito, a person derives yishuv hadas from eating a keseves agasa. The Amrinan, the Gemara says that kuli al metuve, everyone, a normal person, will derive a lot of satisfaction. Oig melech haboshan putot, oig melech haboshan will derive a little yishuv hadas. But al kaponim, but the Gemara tells us, but you need this shear. A mashu less than a keseves agasa, there's no yisuv hadas. There's no yisuv edaita. And when it is a keseves agasa, everyone will derive yisuv edaita. So how do we understand this? It's not logical. Afal Pikein Chazal told us that that is the metzias hadvarim. A keseves brings yisuv edaita, And to everyone, and less than a keseves will not bring yisuvi daita to anyone. So Mamelo Sotaisva says, so it could be that the kimlu lechazal, that as long as the schach is a little more than dalet amis, it offers some sort of protection from the heat, and it doesn't matter how tall the walls are, and how much shade the walls are giving, there still will be some protection from this schach. Zok the Gemara weiter. Meisvei. So now the Moses, I'm going to ask you a kasha. We have over here a machloikis that in certain cases, everyone holds that a sukkah l'mayla meyeshrim amma is kosher. According to Rav Yashia, if the walls reach the schach, according to Rav Huna, it's more than dalet al dalet. According to Rav Chanon, it's more than Zion al Zion. But Mo says, let's figure this out. Meisvei, we had a Mishnah, we had as follows. Suke shi gavoya lemailo me'esrim amo psulo. Rav Yehuda marsha, ad arboim v'chamishim amo. Rav Yehuda says that it doesn't matter how tall it is, even arboim v'chamishim amo. Omar, now there's a tesefta. Omar Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda wanted to bring a raya that the aloch is the way he says, that it doesn't matter how tall it is. Maise, there was a maise behilni hamalke belut. There was a maise behilni hamalke. Shohoiso sukoso gavoya me esrim amo. She had a suke which was taller than esrim amo. Vohoyu zekeinim nichnosim viyoitzim lesham. And Zekanim went into the sukkah, and they saw her sitting in the sukkah. And they didn't tell her anything. So Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya. He brought a raya. This was a recorded occurrence We know this, that Zakenim went and visited Hilni Amalke. We know she was sitting in the Sukkah L'mayla Mesrim Amo. They didn't tell her a word it's a posel Sukkah. Why didn't they tell her? It's a raya, it's a kosher Sukkah. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya to the Chachamim. Amru loy, so they told him, Misham raya. Why should they tell her it's a posel Sukkah? Isha hoisa, she's a woman. Upturim in a Sukkah. So she's potam in a Sukkah. Let us ask a pertinent question. No, Ali Yidinis, they make a bracha on a sukkah. Nowadays, the Rabbeinu Tam says that a woman, they make a bracha, even though they're potter, they made a bracha. Shem Shemaim, she's sitting in a posel of sukkah. So, Ms. Thomas, she makes, if it's a posel of sukkah, they should tell her. I mean, they can't keep quiet. Maybe she's making brachas. She's making brachas. I'm a mele. So there's a mele dike raivon. The raivon says, let's not go into the mechanics of it. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Noshim ain't Soimches Rishus. A woman is not permitted to be Soimech on a korban because if there's no mitzvah, she's not allowed to be Soimech on a korban. So that is poshut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's not allowed to make a bracha also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, she didn't make any brachas. So the Chachamim told, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she didn't make any brachas. So why should they tell her? Why should they tell her it's a posel of sukkah? It was geitiron. She's sitting. She's happy. Let her be happy. Omar lehen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ba'aloi shive bonim havolo. She had seven sons there. Let's look at the ma'isa. The ma'isa was she was sitting there with her seven sons. Va'oit kol ma'isel lo'i osusa ala pi chachamim. Two things. She had seven sons there, and this Hilni Amalke was a fruma woman, that whatever she did al pi chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Lomali lemisna va'oid kol ma'isel ayosus al pi chachamim." Why do we have to add this that she was a fruma woman? She listened to the chachamim also. Hachi kamalu. They told them as follows: "Ki soimru, maybe you'll tell me bonim ktanim hayu. You'll still say it's no raya. She's part of the sukkah. The sons they were ktanim." So why do you tell me the same shtick teire? So she's potter, ktanim apotter minasukah. That's why they didn't tell her anything. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even the Shiva have, since there were seven sons, he evsher the loy have bohu chad she'enei tzorech le'imoy. There was zicher one son who was able to sleep in the sukkah at night without a mother. The halacha is that the sheer chinuch of sukkah is, if the son, a child, who is able to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah b'shleimusa, mitzvah sukkah b'shleimusa means sleeping and eating in the sukkah. So if you have a child who can sleep in the sukkah alone without the mother, that's a chameshonim, shishashonim, so then he's mechuyev b'sukkah. So in the seven sons, Mistama the Zicha was a son that was a five or six that was mechuyev Bechinach in a sukkah. So memele, so the chachamim can't keep quiet. They have to tell her. There's a son that's mechuyev bechinach, and he's an apostle of sukkah according to you. Vechitaim rakotn shein tzorch leimay midrabbanan hu de mechaye. And maybe you'll tell me that the whole chiyuv chinuch of a cotton shein tzorch le'imoy who could sleep in the sukkah without his mother is only a chiyuv midarabonam. Ve'iyu bedarabonam loy mashkeche, and she wasn't nizer in darabonam. So l'chayre the Gemara means that if a person is over an iser darabonam, and if you'll tell him, he also won't listen to you, so then you don't tell him. That's klal. You say mutav shi yishoygigim by an iser darabonam. You'll say mutav shi yishoygigim. So maybe you'll tell me weiter that the reason they didn't tell her because in the Rabbanan she wasn't nizer. So memela, so what's there to tell her? She won't listen side by side. No, so that's not true. She wasn't nizer in the Rabbanan. Toshma, boit kol ma'isel yosu so ela al pi chachomim. That means, so they said, no. She was a fruma woman. Whatever the Chachamim said, she listened. So this was Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. Rabbi Yehuda had a raya that what? That a raya, that a sukkah, l'mayla me'eschem ma'am is kosher, because if it wouldn't be kosher, how could the zakenim visit her? In witness her sitting with her seven children, sitting in a sukkah l'mayla me'eschem, and not say a word. Is a raya that it's a kosher sukkah. Let us see Rashi. Kotten shein tzorich le'imoy, Umrina lekamon the chayim lechanchay b'mitzvah sukkah. If he doesn't need the mother to sleep in that night in the sukkah, he can sleep alone in the sukkah. So the chayim lezachiv to be mechanachem b'mitzvah sukkah. Miderabonon, I'll say shehiskiku. That's only a chayim derabonon. Shehiskiku lahalgil es hakotn lemitzvah shuroyilo. They were mechayev to be malgil the cotton in a mitzvah that he can do. Kedei sheim mechunech v'rogel lemitzvahs. That he should be mechunech v'rogel lemitzvahs. Agav uche, there's a machloikis harishoinim. In the mitzvah of chinuch, is the mitzvah of chinuch on the child, on the parents, or on both? Rashi shita mesechtes brachas is that the whole chiyuv is only on the parents, not on the child. The child has no chiyuvim whatsoever. That shita is Rashi. So Memele Rashi is very meduyik over here. Rashi says, look at the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, "Kotn shein tzorch le'imoy midarabonon hu de mechayev." So we would say pshat that he is mechuyev midarabonon. So Rashi says, don't learn like that pshat. Midarabonon shehiskiko, not he's mechuyev midarabonon. Shehiskiku lahalgil esakotn le'mitzvah. They were maskik. They were mechayev, the parents, lahalgil esakotn lemitzveh, shuhu roilo, kidei sheyei mechunech, virogil lemitzveh.